The first atheist monument to be displayed on U.S. government property will be dedicated today in Stark, Florida. The monument is near a black granite display of the Ten Commandments, which was installed in the courtyard of the Bradford County Courthouse last year. From member station WJCT, Sid Hoskinson reports.
The Ten Commandments are engraved in white on a 6-ton slab of shiny black granite that's been cut to resemble the open pages of a Bible. Bradford County Attorney Terry Brown says county commissioners figured there would be a fight if they let the Community Men's Fellowship put the Ten Commandments on public property, so they just decided to create a free speech zone.
Our position was we were not establishing a religion, but rather we had created a venue for freedom of speech, where everybody could express themselves and express their beliefs.
The group American Atheists decided to put up their own display after losing a lawsuit to get the Ten Commandments removed. Daniel Cooney was a plaintiff in the case.
I just don't see how anybody could walk past that thing on the way to court. You know, if you were Muslim or atheist and not feel like things were likely not going to go in your favor.
Daniel Cooney is an unlikely protagonist. He's a lifelong resident of Stark and also the grandson of Harry Cooney, a member of the Community Men's Fellowship, the group responsible for the Ten Commandments display. The elder Cooney says it bothers him that his grandson protested at the dedication of the Ten Commandments. He says he'll probably go to the dedication of the atheist monument, but just to watch.
They'll not hear no complaints or conversation out of me, no matter what they say. I've been up there. I've looked at their slab and where they're going to set whatever it is. And in comparison to the Ten Commandments, no comparison whatsoever.
The atheist monument does, however, have a bench for people to sit on. That concept of functionality is not lost on Bradford County Attorney Terry Brown, who sees the true value of the monument in terms of redemption.
We hope it sort of becomes a tourist attraction. A lot of atheists come in, and maybe we can save a few.
The bench of the 1,500-pound atheist monument is attached to a 4-foot-tall obelisk engraved with quotes from the likes of Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and American Atheists founder Madeline Murray O'Hare. For NPR News, I'm Sid Hoskinson.